So today's daf, we're in Kuf Gimel. But they have to read and finish Kuf Beis and Beis, the Bam Kuf Beis and Beis. Mar is about to discuss a number of various opinions, the order of Yain, Kiddush, Havdalah, Ner, when Shabbos goes into Yantif. Everyone agrees the how we pass in that when Shabbos ends, how to say Havdalah. The question is, when Shabbos goes into Yantif, what's the order? So we have to keep an eye on Rashbam at the same time, because each line needs a different opinion. Rashbam is going to explain the Svara of the various orders. The Gemara does not explain the Svara, the Rashbam does. So the Gemara begins two lines from the bottom of Kuf Beis Membeis, Gufa. Gufa Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls after Shabbos, Yom Tov is a Sunday, Rav Amar Yakna, you say Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So we look at the Rashbam around 15 lines from the bottom, it says Rav Amar Yakna, Svir Le Kiddushas Hayom Adifa Mehavdalah. So therefore Kiddush comes before Havdalah, Kuf is before the Hay, Inami alternatively, Dechi Mavdil Bereisha Mechse Dehavi La Kiddushas Yom Kimasui. Alternatively, maybe if you say Havdalah first, sound like you're trying to get rid of Shabbos, getting Shabbos out of the way, and that is inappropriate. So that's why I push Havdalah off. L'fikach, Yain kodem l'kiddush k'beis Hillel, the tadir v'sheino tadir kodem. That's why Yain comes first. And then v'achar ha-kiddush, ner, v'havdalah kishar motzei Shabbos sh'aner kodem l'havdalah. So Yain comes first because tadir. And then we want to separate, we want to put Havdalah after Kiddush, so because Havdalah, either because Kiddush is better than Havdalah, or because Havdalah, we don't want it to seem as a Shabbos, we want to try to get rid of Shabbos, and Ner has to be attached to Havdalah before Havdalah, like every other night. That's the logic of Rav. Okay, now Gemara says, Shmuel Amar Yenhak. He switches the order around. He takes Kiddush from the second spot and puts Kiddush all the way to the end now. That's the only difference. So why? So explains the Rashbam, Shmuel Amar Yenhak. Shmuel Svir Le Havdalah Kodim Le Kiddush. The first time in the Kameh, the Gemara is going to explain later on that Mashal to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiel Lema Davar Domer. What's the Mashal? The Melech Shiyotza Bar Parkus Nichnas. The king is leaving and the governor, let's say, is coming in. So what do you do first? First, you Malvinessa Melech Shabbos Lavdo. First, you escort the king out. Shabbos is greater than Yom Tov. First, you escort the king out. V'acharkach Yotzin Lekras Parkus. And then you go to greet the governor, Lekras Yom Tov Lekacho. And that's why he switches the order, has Havdalah first, escort out the king, and then you have Kiddush to usher in Yom Tov. Okay, we don't have to do the rest of that Rashbam. Now going over to Kuf Gimel and Aleph, Rabba, this is the third opinion, Rabba Amar Yehanak. So he switches a number of different things now. So the Rashbam says, Rabba Amar Yehanak, Svir Le Kirav Dimashva Maor Bein Kiddush L'Havdalah. We want to place the candle between Havdalah and Kiddush. Shein Nachon Be'inav Shal Rabba Lismo Havdalah Kiddush Shezeh Machish Kocho Shezeh HaKiddush, Oseo Kodesh. It wasn't appropriate to put Kiddush right next to Havdalah because one is adding Kedusha, one's removing Kedusha, so he didn't think it appropriate to put two opposite things next to each other, therefore he had to split it with Ner in between.
What again? He says Yain Ner, Yain Ner, Yain Havdalah,
Ner Kiddush. So he holds, I'll say the rest of the Rashbam outside. Yain comes first because of Tadir.
Right.
And then he thinks Havdalah comes before Kiddush because Havdalah.
Because you're Malava first.
Exactly.
Okay.
But why are we sticking? Usually Ner comes before Havdalah in every other Motzei Shabbos. But here we won't want to put Havdalah and Kiddush next to each other because one is removing Kedusha, one is excusing Kedusha. So we have to separate with something, so we chose Ner to separate. Now the Gemara says, Vilevi Amar Kanya. So he is very different. He takes Yain. Everyone else had Yain first. He puts it later on. Why? So Rashbam says, this is a little bit further down in the Rashbam, Kanya, Svir Le De Kiddush Kodem Lavdala Karav. He holds Kiddush should come first because you're adding Kedusha. And Velama Inerota Lomar Yain Beresha. Why don't you have Yain first? Lefisha Im Kain Eno Nirik Shemavdil HaYain Holem Marchek Havdala Me'al Birkas HaYain. Because if you have Yain in the beginning and Havdala all the way at the end, so it seems like Havdala has nothing to do with Yain. We want to have Havdalah said alakos. So if Yain's first, then you say Kiddush, and then you say Ner, and then you say Havdalah. It seems like Havdalah's not on the Yain, so you want to put Yain a little bit closer to Havdalah so it doesn't seem so far apart. Right, because Rashbam continues to say is, Hare Iker Havdalah lo tiknu el ha-yain. The Iker way, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, it was really the ideal way to say Havdalah is al-ha-yain. Havakiddush afilu apas, Rashbam goes on to say, Yachol HaKadesh. So therefore, you could even say Kiddush and Pas and bread. So Yain doesn't have to be next to Kiddush. We prefer to put Yain next to Avdallah and not next to Kiddush if you have the choice. Then Rabbanon Amri. Kina, they have a different one. So what's the Svar of the Rabbanon? So says the Rashbam, two narrow lines up. Kina, Svir like Kirab, the Kiddush Kodim Havdallah. That's why Kiddush comes first. The road to Nami Lismoch Yain Lavdallah. He also wants to put Yain near Havdallah. Tfei me Kiddush. Hukach Kiddush Beresha. Vahadar Kol Seyd Havdallah Shal Seyd Shal Kol Matsu Shabbos. Have a Yain Ma'or of Havdallah. We don't need Besamim, but basically take Kiddush out of the equation. And Yain Ner Havdallah is the classic case of Havdallah. Every night we do every Matzah Shabbos Yain Besamim Ner Havdallah. We don't Besamim Matzah Shabbos and Yom Tov. So just Yain Ner Havdallah. And right. We put Kiddush in the beginning.
So why does he put the Kiddush in the beginning again?
Because he holds like Rav that it's better to usher in Kiddush to Kiddushu, and then to end Shabbos quickly. Now the Gemara quotes another opinion: Mar Brei Di Ravana Amar Nikia. So right near Kiddush Yain Havdallah. So Rashi says, Rashbam rather says three medium wide lines down: Kiddush Kodem Lavdallah. First you do Kiddush Kirav. So they hold like Rav. But Yai Nami wrote to Lismoch Lahavdallah Kamoshi Parashi. Let me put Yai next to Avdallah. Hokach Nikia Bainan. You need the Nikia. Why? Or Mashre Beresha Mikame Kiddush. The Komotu Shabbos Kodem Lavdallah Lafisha Nana Botchila. Aha. So you have to do Havdallah first. Because you're Nana from it first. Hachanami Kodem Lakiddush. Are Nana Botchila. For EF Shalom or Bain Biyain Lavdala, Kidin Sharmosa Shabbat, Shayan Kodum Lobishvil Shetodir, Tim King Yesh Khan Hefsek Bain Yain Lavdala. So he wants to put Yain next to Avdala, because Havdala is on Yain. So why don't we, so maybe we really should do Kiddush before Nair? He says, no, Nair should come first, because once you light the Havdala candle, you get Hana, you have to say the Bracha right away. So you can't delay it. So with the Rashbam, to understand.
So he would hold the same way on every Motor Shabbos or no?
Nair comes before Havdalah. Nair comes. Yain always comes first. The reason why Yain we're pushing later on because we'd rather Yain next to Havdalah.
Okay.
But Nair has to come before saying anything other than Yain. Nair has to come before Kiddush and Havdalah. Because you get Hanah, he's not really explaining so much why. If the reason is because the first thing you get Hanah from is the Nair, you have to say a brach on that. So you're asking, so why not in general? We should say Nair before Besamim.
Right.
So that's actually Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. We'll see the Gemara later on discuss here, also in Brachos. Why do we say Besamim first? But what comes out from the Rashbam's understanding here of Mar Brei Di Ravina, he says that you're Nehene from the Nair Havdalah. There's a big Machlokes Rishon. We may have mentioned this months ago. That Machlokes, the Brach, we say Borei Mor HaEish. Is that Birchas HaNanin? Or is that Birchas HaShevach? We discussed this once. Maybe were you at Bibersim? Were you at Bibersim Thursday night for the Chabur? I'm not sure if you were there.
Sorry.
We just happened to be, me and Shkush happened to be discussing this point, that do you say that Bori Moraish is Birchas HaNanin, in which case you have to say the Bracha first and then look at your nails? Or is it Birchas HaShevach? You first look at your nails, and then you say Bracha after receiving the Shevach of the fire. That's a big machlokas Rishonim. Pashtus is, you have Birchas HaShevach. Because if it's Birchas HaNenen, you should have to say every single time you turn the lights on, you have to say Birchas HaNenen. And we don't paskin that way. So the Tosfos is much earlier on Daf Nun or so, which discusses this, seems to say, shouldn't you say Bracha all the time? It says, no, it's only Birchas HaShevach. There are other Rishonim on this, somewhere in Ari Pesachim, I think Kuvav, who say, no, it's really a Birchas HaNenen. So what many do, and Rav Neventhal does this, and others also, they'll look at their candle, their nails first, say the bracha, and look at it again afterwards. To be yotzei both shitas. Anyway, so it's mashra here that it's really about Birchas HaNenen from the Rashbam. That's why you're nenen at first, you have to say bracha right away before you get hanah from it. I think that's what he's trying to say. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, Marsa Amar Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua Nihak. He says Nihak Ner Yain Havdala Kiddush. So let's see. The Rashbam says Shamar Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananiah Nihak. The time of the Mefarsh Lekaman the Havdala Kodem Lekiddush. Havdala comes first because you first escort the king out. Hilkach Ner Tchila. First you have to do Ner. Lefisha wrote to Liten Yain Samach Havdala. But Yain has to be next to Havdala. So we've taken Nair out of the equation. With a Kiddush, Shneim Niskanu Al Yain. Yain has to be next to Havdalah and Kiddush. So therefore we have Havdalah, Yain, and Kiddush. You can't have anything in between. Aval there, and then or the Nair we put in the beginning because the Nair doesn't have to be near any of them, and that's the order of according to Rabbi Shub and Hanania. Did we get every single permutation out there?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
No,
we right? Gotta be more, right? Yeah. What would it be? Four to the fourth. It's been a while
right.
From here. 1664, we 256.
Right.
It was 256, so we didn't get any. We're not even
actually,
close.
Actually, no.
To.
It would be 4 factorial.
So 24 there'd be then.
Right.
So we got half of them. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. All right. And a third of them. So those are the different 7 opinions of how you say Havdalah when Shabbos ends into Yantif. So Shalach le Avua de Shmuel le Rebbe. So Abu the Shmuel sent to Rabbi, Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu say the Havdalos. Please teach me the proper order of saying Havdalos. Hey, how do you do this? Shalach Lei sends back to him, Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yossi, Shamar Mishum Aviv. This is what the Masar was. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yishu ben Chananya, Nihak, that you should do Ner, Havdalah, Yain, and Kiddush. So Amar Bechanina, Mashal to Rabbi Yishu ben Chananya, Lamelech. So the Mashal of Yeshua says that first you say Havdalah, then you say Kiddush. Why do you say Havdalah first? So it's a Mashal of the Melech Sheyotzei V'arparkas Nichnas. The king is leaving, the governor is coming in. So first you Melavin es HaMelech V'acharkach Yotzim L'kras HaParkas. First you escort the king out, you escort Shabbos out in this case, and then you greet the governor. So based on this, it's brought down that the idea of Melav Malka. Melav Malka. The idea of escorting the king out, that's the whole idea for it. So that's why it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. You should have candles there, more candles than usual. And it's also a machlokes, when saying Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch says, when saying Havdalah, one should sit down. And the Ramah says, when saying Havdalah, one should stand up. So what's the Svar? So the Pasha is the Shulchan Aruch, right? You should sit down. Like we say Kiddush, you're supposed to sit down when you say Kiddush. That's the ideal way. Friday night we stand because Vayachulu might be Eidus, but Kiddush day, ideally it should be sitting down. So why did the Ramah say to stand up? So Kolba writes, you stand up because you're being Malaves HaMelech, the Malki. You're escorting out the king and the queen. You're escorting out the Shabbos. So therefore, you should stand up when saying Havdalah. That's the idea. I think everyone would agree that when you drink the Havdalah, the coast of Havdalah, it's best to sit down when you realize it. That's the good.
But let me ask you, you have to put more candles on any Motzei Shabbos or just when it's between Yontev and Shabbos?
No, in general. Motzei Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's a minhag to have candles, extra candles. So I got married, I told my wife as a joke, she only gets 3 chasidish and minhagim. That was a joke I had said with her. So she had this minhag she got from her grandmother, that after we light the Havdalah candle, she would light 2 candles from the Havdalah candle and have just sit like on the candelabra. So I thought that was a chasidish and minhag, like connecting the Havdalah into the, not against chasidish, but I'm saying it was just like a joke, connecting the Havdalah into the week and fine. After learning the halach and the Shulchan Aruch that's brought down, you're supposed to have a number of candles. She got one. She got one back. She's allowed to use an extra one now, because Shulchan Aruch writes that one should have extra candles. Lav dafka that connects to the fire of Abdullah. But
she does now.
Do you give, kids okay. Give your kids an upshur?
That's one of them.
No, really, I'm curious because my sister's litvish. She only does 2.
2.
She's not chassidish. Just 2.
2 candles when?
Meaning she from Abdullah before they. I think it's before they blow out the candle.
Right.
She transfers her lights, 2 little whatever, right. Tea lights, or they're
right.
Called.
Exactly. My wife does the same thing from her grandmother, right?
Only 2, though.
Only 2, yeah. I'm not sure the source of that, connecting it. Again, there's probably some deeper idea, but the fact that having candles, Motzei Shabbos, and Lav Malka is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch based on the idea of escorting the king out. Okay, so either way, so the Gemara says...
So the Voda sometimes eat Lav Malka.
What?
When Shal Shudas is at 7-something... To eat again an hour later.
It's tough. Have an earlier shell should us.
Which earlier lunch finishes 4 over here.
Have earlier lunch. Either way, fine. So the Gemara says, my Havila. So what's the halacha l'maisa? How do we paskin? What's the appropriate Havdalah, Seder Havdalah, when Shabbos goes into a Yantif? So says the Gemara, Abai Amar Yikzina, when Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. The Rava Amar Yaknaz, Behilch Sakrava, that's how we paskin. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah and Zman. You open up an article and you see that that's how we paskin.
Wait, so this is Rava. We bring Rava early.
That was a bias.
Rava.
Right, we brought Rava earlier yesterday's daf, I think, right?
Today we brought Rava.
Yeah, yesterday.
I'm trying to see it. Yeah, we brought him yesterday's daf.
So the only difference between Abaye and Rava is that he puts Zman after Kiddush as opposed to after Havdalah.
Exactly. Right, because l'chora by svara is, let's see, does Rashbam explain? Yeah, I think the Rashbam explains here. It's you see the Rashbam mashal Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. It's a three medium wine lines up. By Virava. Did we? No. Mashal Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya.
Where is it? That same mashal. It's the same one that we brought in the Gemara.
He goes on to explain though. The Rashbam explains the Akhnaz. By Virava. It's three medium wide lines up.
Okay.
So two dots. It says by Virava Sphir Lahu Kurav. Damar Yakna. That Yain Kiddush comes first. Ubizman Hu Depligi, as you said. Abai Svila Yak Zina. Me'acha Shemaschil LeKadosh. Once you begin to Mekadosh the Yomtiv, Yigmar Kol HaKiddush V'Yomer Zman. Shem Ein Kan Kiddush Ein Kan Zman. In order to say Zman, you need Kiddush. You have to be Mekadosh Yomtiv, so Zman should be juxtaposed to Kiddush. But Havdalah Eino Goremes Lomar Zman. Havdalah has nothing to do with Zman. Why would you put Zman in the end? However, Rava Svila Ma Matzino B'Mchamakum Zman LeBasof. Hachanami Zman LeBasof. We find it all over. The time of Shadavar, what's the reasoning? The Zman Omro Afil Bashuk Vikara Eno Alakos Hokach Omil Basov. The halacha is, for a person, let's say, forgets to say Sheikh Yanu on Kiddush that night time, he could say it whenever he remembers throughout the Yom Tov, even he's walking the Shuk. You don't need a Kos to say Zman. So Zman is really something independent from the Kos. And that's the Svar of Rava, and that's how we paskin. Tosus points out something very interesting. Tosus Dibra Maskav Hilchasa Karava. Mishum Einchal Maram Itzrich Lipso Karava. We always pass like Rava against Abaye, except for Yal Kagam. So this is basically the same halacha. He says, basically he's asking, why do you have to tell me Hilchus? We always know the halacha is like Rava. What's the need for that? It's always like Rava, except for the six, because there's so many. It's not simply Rava against Abaye. There are a number of other Maram as well. That's why I have to say we pass like Rava. So says the Gemara now, Ravuna bar Yehuda ikla libe Rava. So Ravuna once was visiting the house of Rava. Aisul kamayu maor ubisamim. They brought in front of him fire and bisamim. This is on a Matzah Shabbos. Baruch Rava abisamim bereisha. Vahadar amor. First he said the bracha on the bisamim and afterwards on the fire. Samala. So Ravuna says to him, Vaha bein beishamim bein beishilal. Both of them say maor bereisha. Vahadar abisamim. First fire comes first, then bisamim. Umayi, how does he know that? Because the mission tells us in Brachos, the Tanan, Beishamai Omrim Ner Umazon Besamim Vavdala, Ubeishil Omrim Ner Ubesamim Mazon Vavdala. They just switched the order of Mazon and Besamim. But both are in agreement, Ner comes first, and then Besamim either right afterwards or two afterwards. So why did Rava say Besamim first? So, Ani Rava.
When they were saying Mazon, what were they meaning about?
One, a benching.
There's one coast, right?
There's one coast only. Okay.
So here we see clearly in the Mishnah, they both say Ner comes first and then Besamim.
The Rashbam says five lines from the bottom.
That's why they claim benching. Okay. So if there's no benching, just make things clear, everyone would agree it's Ner, Mazon, Havdalah. Sorry, Ner, Besamim, Havdalah. Right. So if Ner comes first, why is Rava going against the Mishnah? Why did he say Besamim before? Zani Rava Basra, Rava responds back, Vamar Zu Divir Rabbi Meir. That Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir's understanding of the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Ava Rabbi Huda Omer, Lo Nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al HaMazon, Shehu Mitchila. Rabbi Huda says, no, they're not arguing. Everyone agrees Mazon comes first. Va Havdalah Shehu Besof. Everybody agrees Havdalah comes last. Al Ma Nechlechu, what is the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Al HaMaor Val Besamim. The order of fire and the smelling. Beis Shammai Omer, Maor Vachakach Besamim. Now, according to this understanding of Yehuda, now we understand the Amar B'Yochanan Nahagu Ha'am Ki Beis Hillel Va'alib De Yehuda. So the way the custom had been, we pass like Beis Hillel, according to Yehuda's understanding of the Machlokas, whereby Besamim come before Maor, which is how we paskin. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Ikle LeBei Rava. He was visiting the house of Rava a different time. Chazei de Baruch Bori Priya Gafin Akasakama. He saw that he said bracha on the first cup he had.
I'm sorry. So if he has only one cup, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both they say that he first have to. We're talking about
Melam Malka. Right.
So he washes, and then he says,
Right. He eats.
Right.
And okay. He benches and says Adala all in one shot. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Ikle Li Bei Rava. Rav Yaakov was visiting the house of Rava. Chazi De Baruch Bari
Paragafen. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Because he doesn't say here benching.
Didn't say benching.
Doesn't mention it.
No, it does say mazon. Yeah, everyone agrees. So
he would say first birkas hamazon, according to everybody.
Right.
Okay. So when he says hamazon, it's not eating itself. It's a birkas. Okay.
Correct. Right. So when Riako was visiting the house of Rava, he saw that he said bori priagafen akasa kam on the first coast. V'hadar baruch akasa debrichasa.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure there's a hechrich to say here that we're talking about Malava Malka and not Shalash Shiras. The reason why Tosfos said on the last Amud there was a hechrich to say that is because that braisa said Hanichnas lebeisa b'mutzei Shabbos. So Tosfos said the lashon of Hanichnas lebeisa b'mutzei Shabbos was mashma. He just started sitting down and eating now.
He really could have just slept.
Yeah, I think that Mishnah was just talking about Stam Shalash Shiras where he didn't have a kus. I don't think it was based on the same braisa.
This one here.
Yeah. Tosas manichol achar amazon. He said you wrote this yesterday about and originally Tosas answers that we're talking about shalosh shudas, and then Tosas says, "Aye, but the lashon of hanichnas lebeiso v'kasha the lashon hanichnas lebeiso mashma shlo hischel achol mibol yom." He didn't like that.
I see. Okay, so I guess it could be talking either one would work though.
Because I think I recall it was talking about shalosh shudas there. Not certain, but.
Okay, fair point. Okay, we're good on this? Fine, says the Gemara now, Vayter. Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikle de bei Rava. Rav Yaakov was visiting the house of Rava. And Chazi de Baruch Bori Paragraf and Akasa Kaman. He saw, he said a bracha on the first kappa he received. And then, Hadar Baruch Akasa de Birchasa. And then he said a bracha on the coast of benching. Vishay, and then he drank. Fine. Amalei lam alacha kuli hai. Ha-baruch lan-mar chad-zimna. You already said the bracha ha-gafen in the beginning. So when you say the kos, again, we don't understand this question because we pask in the way he did it. But
this was what? This was on what day?
Any given day, let's say.
Not Shabbos.
Right, not necessarily Shabbos. So he said a bracha, he said gafen in the beginning, had some wine. He benched at the end on a kos of wine. And when he drank the kos, he said another gafen. So Rabbi Yaakov was wondering, why do you say a second hagafen? You said hagafen in the beginning of the meal. Shouldn't that hagafen cover the wine you're drinking at the end of benching?
Right.
So again, Amarle, lam lecha kulei hai, ha baruch lan mar chad dezimni. Ready? You said hagafen one time. Amarle, ki avinim be reish kalusa, when I was at the house of the reish kalusa. Hachi avdinim, this is how they did it. So I'm just, doing what I saw. Amarle, tinach be reish kalusa, I understand the house of reish kalusa, that makes sense to do that. The hachi avid, because that's how they did it, because the suffix maishilan, suffix la maishilan, you never know what they're going to bring you at the table. You're simply a guest there, and since you're never sure, so it's always a hesachadas. You don't know if you're going to have more. So your intention is to give you one cup of wine. This is perhaps the only cup of wine you're going to get, so you have in mind this cup of wine. But if they bring you another cup, so that's considered nimlach, it's considered that you're deciding to have a new cup, you require a new bracha. So that makes sense in the house of the Reish Kalusa. But hacha, here in your house, you have a full cup of wine here, a full bottle of wine here. You know you're going to say this, drink more wine at the end of benching. So he says differently. No, you know what? Ana abdi kitami de Rav. I did like the students of Rav, the Rav Bruna, Rav Hananel, tamid de Rav. These were students of Rav. Havayasu besudasa. They were sitting at a meal once. Kai layu Rav Yava Saba. And Rav Yava Saba was being mishamish and was serving them. So Amalei, so he says, Havlan v'nivrach. So come, let's bench. Let's have bench, and let's finish eating here. So then, so for the end. Amalei, he says, Havlan v'nishad. I want to drink a little bit more. That's not bench. I told off on that. I'd like to drink. So Amalehu, Hachi Amarav. You can't do that, because Rav says, this Talmidim of Rav said, Hachi Amarav, Kevin da Amrisa, Havlan v'nivrach. Once you said, let's get up and bench, let's end the meal now, it's Saru lechu l'mishta. You can no longer drink anymore. My time das chuchedai taichu, because your heschadas, you've decided already to stop eating, and you decide to eat again, you have to say new bracha. So what is it? Yeah?
I just want to understand that. If you made a decision to do it, but you didn't actually bench it, what's...
Because when it comes to bracha, it all goes based on das, what your intentions are. So my bracha could be chal on anything that I had in mind to be chal on. If I had in mind to... That's the whole idea of shinu makamosa. When you walk out of your house, so just assume that you're in your das, you want to finish your meal. If you decide to go back and eat more, you have to eat more.
So you're at someone's suda, Shabbos lunch. Finish your suda, the Baba says, okay, let's, we're on the bench now. As he's getting, everybody's just getting ready to bring the microphones, but I started benching, all of a sudden the Rebbe's in the house says, forgot to bring dessert. Forgive me. So we have to, according to the Al-Minina, we're saying we have to bench first and then do...
So according to, not necessarily bench, we'll get to what you have to do in a second. But yes, if you say that according to the strict reading of the Gemara, that yes, you have to make a new bracha at least. Benching we'll get to. That's machlokas.
One second. According to this, if he wouldn't have changed his mind, he wouldn't have had to make a bracha after benching. Is that what you explained the situation is?
No, because let's look at the Rashbam will say.
No, because I don't understand how he's answering his the situation.
Rashbam's going to explain your question. He says, Rashbam says, third line down the Rashbam, also licho limishte, alma birkas hamazon asuche daitehu. Benching itself is a hesachadas. When you bench. Vitzarch lachzor ulvarch lacher birkas hamazon.
Okay, so that's how it's explaining.
Exactly. Just like in general, a person decides not to eat, benching itself serves that same purpose.
Okay.
Once you bench, and you have to say, new bracha, bracha
rishona. That makes sense,
I'm saying, but it's also, Hesachadas also makes sense. That's, we've been seeing, brachos have a lot to do.
I think that's more of a chiddush, because you decide you're going to do it, you benched, so beside there. Like, what's the
no, but basically, when you washed and you had wine, you knew that you were going to bench with probably so.
What do you mean, you wash it? What do you mean?
You knew you were going to bench in the wine when you're done. When it came to benching,
because
you
knew in those days, they always benched with wine. So it was, okay. So I don't understand. So in a way, it's harder to understand that there's Hesachadas because, you know when you're washing, you're going to bench with wine.
Ah, so you're saying it's not the actual starting beer katamazam, but if you know you're going to bench with wine...
Why is it Hesachadas?
Because you didn't bring the wine yet, you're saying?
No, that's, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, to me, it's a little bit of a question.
I mean, like, until the cup's in front of you, like, what are you getting excited about, you're saying?
No, because once you bench, that benching alone, that ends your meal.
Right.
Even though you have das, your das cannot overpower the...
Right, so you know you're going to have wine, the benching... is considered Hesachadas.
Right. So, and look further in Rashbam, this is what your point. So let's say there's Hesachadas. Let's say you say, okay, I let's finish eating right now, and then you change your mind, you want to eat. So what are you supposed to do now? So Rashbam goes on to say, that very same Rashbam, V'afagav the shamina mehacha, the birkas amazon af suke sudasahu, even though benching ends your meal, lo bai brucha al hayayin l'achrav mekami did nivrach birkas amazon. You don't have to say brucha al hayayin, main shalosh on the yayin. Fisher Bir Kasamazon Potartu. Wait, that's not the one I wanted actually. That's not the one I wanted. Where is that one? That's okay. At the beginning of the Rashbam, what are you supposed to do? I thought it was the Deacon of the Rashbam, maybe not. So it's definitely Machlokas Hashonim, maybe not here. Machlokas Hashonim is, so let's say I wanted this. Said, let's finish our meal now, and then you decide to eat. So some Rishonim say, you have to first say a bracha achrona, and bench on the meal you just finished having, and say new bracha rishona on what you're about to eat. So in your case, you thought the meal was over, let's go bench, and then the Rebbe says she has dessert, you have to bench first, and then say new bracha rishona. Other Rishonim say, no, you don't need to bench, just say a new bracha rishona on the cake, and then benching will cover everything together. So it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. We pass in the second way that all you need to do is just say bracha rishona,
right,
and then benching will cover everything afterwards.
The last line of the parashat looks like the Rashbam says.
Last of that, what I was reading,
the
previous,
previous stuff.
Let's see. He says, let's go from the two lines up. Lo hava yadiu imashki lechu su basar kasa kama ilo. We had bracha on the first coast. Lo hava dataychu akasa achrina. He didn't have in mind the second coast. Therefore, you have to say a new bracha rishona each time. But it doesn't say you have to say a bracha achrona on the previous kos that you drank. While other rishonim say you do have to say bracha achrona on the meal that ended and say a new bracha rishona on the new meal you're beginning. We're passing, you don't need a bracha achrona. Simply say a new bracha rishona. And the last bracha achrona covers everything that you ate and during that meal.
So, me and someone who brought a ragalach, whatever it is, after you had the hetzachadas that you want to bench. Then you would say mizonos, and then finally when everybody's full again, so then you say a real brachot mizon to seal the deal.
I had a shayla one. My brother's share brachos. We had a whole night share brachos at a cousin's house, and then we're about to bench, and we looked around. We only had 9 men, and we said that we started getting the benchers out. So I wasn't sure: are we allowed to invite someone over now to eat something to be part of 10 to say share brachos? But once we decided already to say, we're going to bench now, So if we eat more, so the question, should we eat more and then be mitzvah everything together, or just leave it as is and not tishah brachos?
Or bench and everybody wash again and then.
Right, that's where we were quite full that night, right? Could have done that. So I called the Rav up that night, and he wasn't sure himself. He looked it up in Shulchan Aruch, and he thought to say that we shouldn't invite anybody else and just end.
Tosus over here is mashma. Kevin da amar havli nivarech. It's a mistake. He asks by a couple of gemaras and brachos that have a yanei malka. They wanted someone to be mitzarif with them to bench, and also there's a case of Rabbi Shmuel over eating, and our Shemi Barchia came.
Right.
The waiter also.
Yeah, and they said that he could be mitzarif with them. So he asks, how could he be mitzarif with them? They already said they wanted to bench in these cases. So Tosus gives a different answer. They were going, whatever, they were going according to their own opinions. But you see, the hanacha of Tosus is that you can't invite someone to be mitzarif with you once you already have intent to bench.
Right. So, very good.
It's an afterthought, you're saying.
Yeah, once you already demonstrated that you have Pesach
Chadas. But I guess if everyone else, all nine people, decide to eat more and say a new bracha rishona, new food, and then lechor that could be mitzarif during that part.
No, but if you had the Pesach Chadas first, then it's already too late. That's what we're saying.
No. If you have Pesach Chadas and no one's eating anymore, have a guy come and just be added on to the zimun. That doesn't work. But lechor, if all of us want to start eating more, we'll have to say new bracha rishona. Lechori, he can be mitzarif if he eats with us on the second meal.
So basically, only if you had a really nice Vietnamese table, like you're saying. Right. So no one's ever really.
So either way, the Rav Yashiv apparently is brought down as saying that these halachas don't apply anymore, though. These halachas of Hesach Adas, because nowadays people are always so indecisive. I want to eat more, I don't want to eat more, I want to sit. These Hesach Adas does not apply anymore. I'm not sure exactly what that means, to what extent.
Also probably. There's so much food in people's houses nowadays.
Right.
Like in those days, probably people just had the meal and there was nothing else. They had no refrigerators, they had nothing, so if you finish, you finish. It's gone.
But here, you might want more, right? Here, right. Go to the fridge.
Now you have Costco portions.
Right. So he says, these dinim of saying, I want to go up and bench, does not necessarily end the meal,
right.
And you could continue eating. So had I known this, at the Sher Brachos, we could have invited somebody over
right.
to be mitzarif with us, I think. Okay. Vayter, now the Gemara says, five lines from the top. Ameimar umarzutra Rav Ashi hava yosu besuda. They were sitting at a meal. V'kayolayu Rav Acha brei d'Rava, and he was serving them. Ameimar baruch hakasa v'kasa. Ameimar said bracha on every coast that he received. Umarzutra baruch hakasa kama v'kasa brasa. He said bracha on the first coast he got, and on the last coast he got. Nothing in between. Rav Ashi baruch hakasa kama v'sulo baruch. Rav Ashi only said the bracha on the very first coast he received, and had in mind all the other cups he was going to get. So Amr Lahu, Rav Acha bar Rava, Rav Acha who's serving them, Anon Keman Navid, how are we supposed to, what are we supposed to do? We saw three different shitas here between the three of you. So Meima Amar Nimlachana, I was Nimlach, I was very indecisive. I thought I was going to have one coast, so I said I had a bracha, just this one coast. I was a little bit thirsty, so I decided to have a second coast. And each and every coast, he decided to hide only in mind that coast, didn't foresee being thirsty anymore. That's why he needed a new bracha on each and every coast. And then Marzutra Amar, Ono de Avde Ketamide de Rav, I held like Tamide de Rav. Let's say that one coast works for everything, but once you bench, benching ends your meal, you have to say new bracha on the coast after benching. That's how Marzutra paskined. And Ravashi Amar, Less hilchasa kitamide de rav. We don't passing like the tamide de rav. The yomtiv shechal di osar chashabbos. When the yomtiv falls out after Shabbos, v'amar rav. Excuse me. Rav says yakna yain kiddush ner havdala. So how's that a proof? Because you say only yain once, I guess. Let's see what Rashbam says. Rashbam says v'amar rav yakna v'lo bai lebruchei birkas bori per gafen trei zimne. You don't need two different gafens. Chad a kiddush v'chad avdala. Who are there in the trei kasi de kiddush hayom v'birkas amazon? So too, you have one kos used for kiddush and for birkas amazon. You don't need two bori per gafens.
But it's two totally different situations. We already saw that issue yesterday, no? That it's like all in one.
But we had this issue yesterday, right? And mitzvah chavilas.
Right. By Ms. Havilah said that this is all like one act, and then the other one is two separate acts.
The mice, we don't pass in this way anyways, but so.
So maybe we don't pass like that. He didn't.
Right. It could be maybe for that, like one of the reasons why the Rosh Ram doesn't address it. Looking at Tosus for a second here. Okay, so anyways, the Gemara says, Viloi, that's not true. Hasam akar daita mimashti, hachal akar daita mimashti. So what's that saying? So Rashbam, right, tacha, gavi yakna lo akar daita mimashtiya, you haven't been okir das from drinking, disha dain lo shasa v'chal daita lishos. You're holding a cup of wine, you're saying yayin, you're saying kiddush, you're saying ne'er havdalah. That one kos, you have das on both the kiddush and havdalah, there's no need for two separate kosos. When it comes to having a gefen in the beginning of the meal, and then all the way at the end, bracha, you have so much hesachadas, so much in between, your das isn't going to be for the hagafen you say in the beginning, because they're not going to work for the hagafen you drink all the way at the end. Therefore, you require two different kosos, one at the beginning and one at the end. And that's how we paskin. You're supposed to say bracha on, of course, the first wine that you drink, and that covers all the wine during the meal, unless you're nimlach. And then you say another hagafen all the way at the end after benching. Says the Gemara now halfway down, Kimata lavdule, when it came time for Havdalah. So this is going back in which case, which story? When Rav Yaakov Bar Ava was visiting the house of Rava, Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page. So when it came to Havdalah time, he noticed the following went on. Kam Shemaya, the servant, the helper, the aide of Rav, stood up. The Adlik Avuka Mishraga, he took had a candle and lit a large fire, a large flame for Havdalah. Avuka is a large flame from a shraga, from a small candle. Samar Leh, so Rav Yaakov says to Rava, Lam Lecha Kule Hai, Haman Chashraga, why do you need all this? You already have a candle. A candle lit here, why do you need a massive flame? Samar Leh, Shemaya Ben Daita Din Avshikavit. The servant does whatever he wants. He didn't ask me. That's his decision. Don't pass him based on what you see my waiter doing, my aide doing. Amalei, Yaakov is a little smarter than that. He says, Ilo shmile mine demar lohav avid. Had your aide not seen or heard you say this halacha, he would not have done this on his own. He knows he's working in the house of Rava. He'd only do things that are according to halacha. So obviously, the aide knows something that a certain halacha about an avuka. So what? Tell me, what's the real reason? Why do you have to use an avuka? So Amalei, so he says, Lo savar lemar, do you not hold to the following statement? Avuka lavdala mitzvah min amuvchar. The best fire to be used for Havdalah is an avuka, a large flame. That's a mitzvah ben amufchar. So this is the halacha. We paskin, brought down Shulchan Aruch. One should use an avuka for Havdalah, a large flame. Ideally, two wicks together, on one candle, two wicks together. It's a discussion whether or not a person could use electricity for Havdalah candles. It comes up. So it's brought down that many poskim allow one to use electricity for Havdalah candles. If it's not one of the fluorescent ones, it has to be the other ones.
What do you mean by using
it? Could I say Havdalah instead of lighting a candle? Could I turn the lights on and say Havdalah? Bori Mirareish on the. So, many paskin that one can. If one doesn't have fire, you could say it as long as they're not the fluorescent lights, you can say it on the candles.
Or LED lighting.
I don't know how those work. So, the idea is some of this, one svar is because the regular lights have some real flame inside. The LED lights give off any heat? Probably not, no?
It's the same technology, it's just more efficient.
As fluorescent?
Yeah.
So then that wouldn't work either then. So,
there's still lights up inside though.
Like, they flickers? What do you mean?
No, LED does.
Does what?
Does flicker.
Does flicker, right. So the old light bulbs, which have some type of heat and flame in it, yeah. That's the only one you would be able to, if at all, say Havdalah on. And one of the svaras are given are because you don't need a real flame. What's the whole point of Havdalah candle? Is to remember what Adam Rishon, he created fire on Matzah Shabbos. But how did he create fire? It's brought down in the Medrash. He took two stones and started rubbing them, and some sparks came up. It wasn't like really fire, it was simply sparks. So you don't really need a fire, you just need sparks. So these lights are good enough for Havdalah candles based on that idea. According to some poskim, other poskim say one cannot, you really need mamish fire. So that's what he saw. He saw that they lit an avuka for Havdalah. That's a mitzvah min amulchur. After he lit the fire, Pasach v'amar, he began to say as follows. What was the Havdalah? Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshech ben yisrael le'amim ben yom hashvi l'sheshes miyam aser. So Amr l'cheser, Yaakov says to Rava, Lama lecha kuli hai? Why do you need so much havdalas? Just v'amar v'hamar Rav Yehuda, doesn't Rav Yehuda say Amar Rav, the name of Rav? Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol zuhi havdalasal shere Rabbi Yehuda nasi. Very simple, one line. That's enough for havdalah. Why do you have to have all these other things? Amar lei anak kahasri lei. I hold like the following: Damar Rav Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, hapoches lo yifchas migimel. One, when saying havdalah, you shouldn't have anything less than three. Mamosev lo Yosef al Shiva, and you shouldn't have any more than seven. It should be somewhere in between three and seven havdalos. Samalei v'ha mar lo tlas amar v'lo sheva. You didn't say three. You didn't say seven. You said four. Right? They said hamavdim in kodesh lechol, and then they said behor lechoshech ben yishel amim ben yom hashvi l'sheshes ma'amaseh. There are four different ones. You didn't do three or seven. So amalei ibra ben yom hashvi l'sheshes ma'amaseh main chasimahi. This last statement wasn't considered a fourth havdalah. It's really part of the concluding bracha of it, but not counted as a fourth one.
It's not a problem with the counting. It's
Refchit Megimel. Exactly, not a problem.
For the seven, so you can do an in between.
Right, so look at the Tosus on the top. Tosus writes, Mar lo tlasa amar v'lo sheva amar. He didn't say three, he didn't say seven. U'mistama o gimel o shiva tiknu. Keneged shum davar shlo lifchos o lehosif. So why they choose three or seven? There must have been some simon. Three was significant and seven.
What is the seven, for example? What is the seven?
So look, he goes on to say, Kedamar bad treles, lo yifchos mishiva kineged shiva rikim, v'amosiv lo yosif al yugimol kineged shiva rikim v'shisha avirim. So a similar thing, talking about shiva rikim, we have such a concept, he doesn't say exactly what the correspondence here is. It could be shiva rikim.
Shisha
avirim. The spaces in between the rikias. So 13. 7 and 13. So just like we have there, there must have been some correlation here of the 3 and 7.
Did you check the 500 Shana Ben Rakilerakia?
No, not sure. That was last week. About 2 weeks ago, right? So either way, there must be some symbolism of 3 and 7. It doesn't
now
tell us what
the
they are.
Bochon? If somebody says 7, what is the
7? Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I think Gemara might talk about it later on, different Havdalah. I think the Gemara talks about other types of Havdalahs. But they have to be based on the source in the Torah, I believe, not just made up ones.
And today, it's going to be based on these four.
Based on the three, right. Well, three and four, right.
So he says, Benyom HaShvi L'Sheshem HaMaaseh is the same thing as Baruch HaShem HaMavdi Ben Kodesh Lechol.
Well, it's, I guess that's the point, exactly. That's the point. So therefore...
It's a Chadim of the Bracha. So he's only saying three.
Right. And the reason why he says, you're right, four, five, and six would work... But Lechor 3 and 7 were chosen as the brackets because 3 was significant for a reason and 7 was significant. So probably best to choose 3, which had a real simon to it, as opposed to 4, which is in between the different ends. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good day.
Sure.